This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved, being part. I mean, I go through the whole thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. But I want you engaged. I want you involved. I want you part of the solution and not part of the problem, you know? Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. And I do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. Hit up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my stuff. Right? You can buy the book. You can buy the cup. You can buy the t-shirt. You can buy whatever. Yes, 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 yes. Bye, 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 bye. I'm just having so much fun because, you know, as some of you know, I wasn't here a lot yesterday. And so I'm catching up on all these stories I've been meaning to catch up on. And they don't get much better than this. So Kamala Harris, you know, again, you talk about people who don't believe in science. They don't. The far left Democrats don't believe in science. They could care less. So Kamala Harris is all over abortion, or excuse me, Kamala, who is all over abortion, thinks it's wonderful, it's a great thing for women, it's a great tool for women to use. She tells Trump, I want you to let this sink in, she tells Trump, society is judged based on how it treats children. Well, when is it a child? See, none of them will answer that question, really. When is it a child? Democratic presidential candidate Harris tweeted Thursday, society is judged based on how it treats children, but the California senator has also said she wants to protect every woman's constitutional right to abortion. Harris retweeted a Bloomberg article Thursday that criticized President Trump's policy of separating migrant children from their families. All right? Migrant children. Children that came here with their parents illegally from their families. It results in minors suffering fear, post-traumatic stress, and other mental health problems. Cites a watchdog. She cites a watchdog group. She captioned a tweet warning the Trump administration that it'll be judged harshly for how it treats children. I mean, I can't believe she said that. She's talking about from God, from some supreme being, voters. Because I'll tell you what, the majority of voters are on the side of the Republican / conservatives on this one. They want the crazy immigration laws. First of all, they want regular immigration laws enforced. They want the craziness around the wall and the lawlessness fixed. But Harris is not without blemish. She's got a history of denouncing legislation that would protect unborn babies. Her Medicare for All plan promises to provide comprehensive reproductive health care, which is a line of crock. It's not reproductive health care. You can't have reproductive health care when you're wiping out babies, when you're killing babies. Medicare for All will cover all medically necessary services, including emergency room visits, she said, doctor visits, vision, dental, hearing aids, mental health, and substance use disorder treatment. It will also include, this word scares me to no end from a Democrat's mouth, comprehensive reproductive health care services. That's right. Harris has also voted against an abortion bill protecting the lives of unborn babies after 20 weeks. She won't do it. Isn't that nice of her? I mean, no, really, this gets to the point where even Bernie Sanders was actually running away from a reporter 2 weeks ago. Simple question. Bernie, would you protect the life of a baby that was born alive with a heartbeat right after a botched abortion? He wouldn't answer the question. Totally ignored her. It's a coward. Harris has also voted against the abortion bill protecting the lives of unborn babies after 20 weeks of pregnancy. She voted against the Born Alive bill. She voted against the Born Alive Survivors Protection Act. I don't know why this isn't all over the place. The Harris campaign has not responded to the Daily Caller News Foundation's request for comment. She's not going to respond to anybody. How do you wiggle out of that one? Especially if you want to push the fact that we don't believe in science. I'm sorry, you don't believe in science. What does science say? How early can a baby, can a human life exist outside the womb? I know it's tough to understand. It just gets worse. And then here in California now, they were debating a bill, but frankly, they, you know, this one's going all the way through. Right? They're going to ban schools from expelling disruptive students. You're talking to a guy that serves on a school board. And I'm sure those people passing, the majority of them, and I mean the vast majority of them, don't have any experience on a school board. They don't know what these trustees go through. They don't know what the teachers go through on a regular basis. It's really disgusting, frankly. A proposal meant to protect kids from unnecessary discipline, which is, if you think that there's unnecessary discipline going on, which I'm sure it does with some administrations, some staffs at schools, they make guidelines by which they can be disciplined. Do not put, you know, again, we're back at the guns aren't causing the problems, the people are. We're going to ignore that. So kids that are causing problems, instead of dealing with the kids, now we have to ignore it, basically. The California Assembly bill, they were fine with it. You know, the Democrat-run Assembly? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on this issue right after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Pleasure. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 World Show, 855-732-5560. Always, I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend, just being overall being part of the conversation, being engaged. And I tell people all the time, you don't have to know about politics. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room, if you would.
Yeah, it helps if you have a little going on between the brains, but really, seriously. So get involved, get engaged, be part of, and I think you're going to be surprised. I really truly believe you'd be surprised at how much you'll learn. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, these stories that keep popping up in front of me, I love them. I just love that you guys are on it. I love them, and I appreciate how involved you are with them. I keep thinking about Kamala Harris. And you watch her on stage. I mean, my wife made a comment today. We were watching her. I've seen her before. She doesn't look anybody in the eyes when she talks with them. And you know what that's usually a sign of? I won't say because I'm not a psychobabbler, so I can't really come up with it on my own. But again, she wants to protect the life of children, but she won't define when. She wants to get on Trump's case for him not taking care of kids, ripping them away from their mothers, but she doesn't care what happens at birth. I'm not even talking about while they're in the womb. I'm even talking about at birth, after they're born. Not interested. All right, back to another. She's a product of California. California's just all over them. They really, we're hearing a flushing sound on a regular basis. Really. This proposal is meant to protect kids from unnecessary discipline by banning expulsions for disobedience in California schools. Now, the assembly passed it. It's just amazing to me. I don't know how they allowed that to happen. It was 58-17. I'm sure that most of the Republicans said no, no way, no how. Now, under the amended bill, schools would be prohibited from suspending any student from kindergarten to eighth grade who disrupts school activities or otherwise willfully defies the valid authority of a supervisor, teachers, administrators, and school officials. So in other words, you can be totally disobedient, and there's not much they can do to you. Well, they're already there anyhow. They already know their rights. They already know what they can get away with. They already know what they can push you on. And most teachers didn't, I love it when they're having the gun fight. They go, teachers didn't become teachers to have to learn how to carry a gun. Well, teachers didn't become teachers to have to discipline your child. Teachers didn't become teachers to have to duck and dodge chairs coming at them. The bill would prevent students of any grade from being expelled from school for the same reason. The bill, if it becomes law, would apply to charter schools, though that provision and provisions affecting 6th, 7th, 8th graders would sunset in 2025. A 2018 report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office found that black students, boys and students with disabilities, were disproportionately disciplined in K-12 schools. They found this was the case regardless of the type of disciplinary action. Now, I will tell you, in the school district I'm in, you don't see that. That doesn't mean the teachers are better or not better. Doesn't mean the administration is better or not better. I mean, seriously, I used to joke about the area that I grew up in, which was, 107% Italian. And the only kids that were getting in trouble in school were Italian kids. I wonder how that worked out. Because they're the only ones there. The same thing when I used to joke about crime in the area. It seems like the only people getting arrested for crime were the Italians. Well, guess what? 90% of the place was Italian. Of course that's the truth. The bill is sponsored by Senator Nancy Skinner of Berkeley. There's a surprise. And the Alliance for Boys and Men of Color. The Alliance wrote that the bill and the elimination of suspension for disruptive defiance will result in overall reduction in suspensions. Of course, listen. This is nuts, right? So, in California now, you don't get arrested. You don't get brought in. Stealing less than $1,000 worth of merchandise out of a store is a misdemeanor. Think about this. So what's happened, and I've seen it, I've witnessed it at one point. What's happened is people go to a supermarket, They fill up a cart with food and walk out. Right? They put that food in their trunk and they take it home. They're not going to get arrested. The cops, if they can even get there in time to see it happening, will write them some kind of ticket, and hopefully they'll end up in court. There's no arrest. There's no reason to be fearful. This is hilarious. So it's going to, if by eliminating the suspensions, right, it will reduce suspensions. No kidding. So we have less people in jail because we can't arrest them for the same things we used to arrest them for. Crime hasn't gone down. Who's going to call the cops to show up to write a ticket when somebody steals your $900 stereo out of your house? These are all ticketed misdemeanors now. So think of the cycle or the babble going on here by this senator. So if we don't allow you to suspend kids anymore for disruptive behavior, we won't have as many suspensions. Okay. The bill was opposed by the Charter School Development Center, which argued in the statement that the bill is based on no credible evidence of an expulsion problem. None. Matter of fact, the bill is really aimed at charter schools, right, to a big degree. And what I love about this is there is a solid attack on charter schools in California. They want these guys gone. They want those kids back at school, the same schools the kids were either thrown out of or don't want to be in to begin with. Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. More of this tomfoolery on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You- USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says the center of Hurricane Dorian should hit the Outer Banks of North Carolina soon. Deputy Director Ed Rappaport says the storm covers a broad area.
Dorian remains an expansive hurricane. See the high clouds covering much of the eastern part of the United States, with the center located just offshore from South Carolina.
Top sustained winds are at about 100 miles per hour. The power has been knocked out to 250,000 homes and businesses in both of the Carolinas. There's a good chance for flash flooding because of the torrential rain and the storm surge, which could be up to 7 feet. At least 20 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas because of Dorian, and the total is likely to grow higher. This man fought to survive.
You had to swim out, push the bodies out of the way, like plenty, like over 300, hundreds of bodies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I know about you. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution. Head up to the website, realside.com, where, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can just do so much up there, including buy my book, buy a T-shirt, buy a coffee mug, buy something. Helps the show. It supports the show. And, again, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time you guys are involved and engaged in the show itself. All right, let's move on. Well, kind of finish up and then move on. So anyway, we're talking a little, on the other side of the break about the California bill to ban schools from expelling disruptive students. And I don't know what the problem is here. You know, they talk about total or local control for school boards and schools to decide what they want to do with children, how to do with children, that kind of thing, except for this. All of a sudden, this is different. Right? So anyway, again, you should look at, if you live in California, you should check out things like this. You should check out charter schools, public schools, private schools. You should check out what the laws are, who has to apply. And I really believe, I'm sorry, but I do believe, and we got some great districts in this state. Mine happens to be one of them, and not because I'm sitting on the board. It was great before I got there. Needed some help. That's why I came along, but it was great before I got there. But, I mean, seriously, you need to know what your school district is about. You need to know what your schools are about. This is another one that just thoroughly amazes me. So, California legislators have decided, you know, five-year-olds need dope, too. Seriously, this is how crazy it's gotten. You know who I have to have back on the show? I have to have Kerry back on the show. He is our, 40 years now? I think he's coming up on, not only that he's been sober, but that he's been working with, people that are trying to get off of drugs, they're trying to get their lives back together. And he does a great job at it. So there's some really good paying jobs in the medical marijuana industry. 29 states now it's legal in, which I don't even understand. Just totally beyond me. California black market for marijuana, and that's the other thing too. I love this part. When they passed the medical marijuana bill, not the medical marijuana, but the actual, when they passed the bill for recreational marijuana, they were talking about all this money that it was going to bring in. And what they failed to realize was that when they taxed the crud out of it, when it costs a lot of money to get, and then you have to pay taxes on top of it, they drive it to the black market. Right? Why buy it from a legitimate store? Now, if you get arrested for buying it in the street, what's the penalty? Oh, really? What's that? I mean, it's like ticket scalping. What's the penalty? Right? So I'm buying it in the street, tax-free, less money. And the idiots in Sacramento say, oh, yes, but you don't know what quality is. I didn't know what quality it was before. Didn't bother me then. Doesn't bother me now, and it's cheaper. Like, we're going to trust the government to make sure we're getting good quality. How's that work out? Just turn your TV on. Look at all the recalls going on a regular basis. California's black market for marijuana still rakes in more cash than the state's legal cannabis industry. The forecast from BDS and analytics and ArcView Market Research estimate that California's total cannabis market is expected to earn about $12 billion this year, with a little over $8 billion going to illicit operations, and $3.5 billion to the state-authorized market. Boy, they got a long way to catch up. I guess their competition is kicking their butts, huh? However, in 2024, legal marijuana sales are forecast to reach a little over $7 billion, surpassing the projected $6.5 billion in illicit cannabis sales. I don't know. Where did they come up with these numbers? If street dope is still cheaper than store dope, why would I buy it from the store? A good number of California legal cannabis businesses are finding out they can compete with their convenient modern storefronts, delivery services, and branded edibles. Oh, my God. Right? The illicit market doesn't have to win. But the report warned that under California's current tax and regulation environment, the growth could be limited, whereas California's legal market will make up 47% of spending in 2024. Right? So, I mean, the only way you're going to fix this, really, truly, honestly, fix this, is by making them more competitive. Not by making the laws stronger, because you've already been there, right? I love it, though. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. I find all this extremely, well, I won't say funny, but it definitely is amusing. So California now, I just had it up on the screen. I must have closed it by accident. I'll get it back here in a second. But California now passed a law that says you can sell or minors as little as 5 years old, approved, you know, medical marijuana for five-year-olds. Now, I always thought that if medicine was good, if medicine was the right thing to do, then you could give it to anybody at any age. But I don't get this one. Are they going to smoke this one? I know, if it's oil and it's administered by a doctor, I don't have such a big deal with that. I have a big deal with that, allowing them to smoke dope. That doesn't work for me at all. The California public schools might soon allow parents to give their children medical cannabis on campus. Right now, you know, the beauty is that a lot of kids you see that are on medical marijuana, they don't need it. They don't need it at all. They found a way around it. Let's just be honest about it. California Assembly approved a bill on Monday that would let school boards vote on whether parents can administer medical marijuana to their children during school hours. Senate Bill 223 was introduced by State Senator Jerry Hill, a Democrat representing Bay Area town of San Mateo. He had introduced a nearly identical bill in the past. It passed both chambers, but it was vetoed by then-Governor Jerry Brown. You know, it's really sad when Jerry Brown, I want you to think about this, you California people, it's really sad when Governor Jerry Brown is the most sane person in the room. Let that sink in for a second. Existing laws allow schools to legally administer any pharmaceutical drug, including opioids, that a child has been prescribed. Hill said, but there are medical conditions pharmaceuticals can't fix, and they often have debilitating side effects. In some of these cases, medical cannabis is highly effective. Here's the problem with this, too, though. It's still illegal. I mean, seriously, this is there are some things that Trump has failed on or has not moved quick enough on. And one of them is this. Either legalize it or enforce the law. Don't ignore the law. We set up precedents when we do this kind of stuff. So what he should do is crack down on this. Say, if you guys want to change the law, then you bring it to the federal government. It's still against the law. Doctors can still lose their licenses for prescribing this stuff. Medical marijuana is used to treat seizures, loss of appetite, nausea, chronic pain. Well, loss of appetite, I see how that works. Nausea and chronic pain in both children and adults. Currently, these students must be picked up by their parents, signed out, taken off campus in order to take the medication. This is disruptive. No kidding. Right? I mean, what are we talking about here? When they say administer the medication, in what way? Is it injected? School nurse can do that. Is it oil that's rubbed on the skin? School nurse can do that, too. I mean, if you're talking about smoking weed on campus, no. No, no, no. There's no reason to smoke it. There is absolutely none. You know, and again, if it's an oil, if it's applied that way, they can do that. The nurse can do that for them. Although marijuana is legal for adults to consume recreationally in California, current law prohibits cannabis within 1,000 feet of school campuses. And students taking medical marijuana, they got to leave campus. So what? No, seriously. If it's injected or any other way, let the school nurse take care of it. Otherwise, no. Joe with Senior Host. Listen to Real Time. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. Bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, is what it boils down to. Because I want you part of the solution. I don't really, you know, the rest of this stuff, you get informed, you get engaged, you figure it out, you decide where you're going to engage. Right? And then you jump on it from there. And we can all work on it together at that point. But first, what you have to do, you have to head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. So, I tell you what, you guys have sent me some great stories. There's so many of them to do. And especially out of California. I mean, this place here, you have to sit back sometimes and really, really wonder. you have to really wonder whether or not, is this like the bastion for lunatics when it comes to Sacramento, what goes on up in Sacramento? And I'm asking that, and I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. I'm asking that because when you think of the laws that they work on, the things that they look at, the stuff that they fight about for whatever the terminology you want to use is. You know, we found this tweet from quite some time ago, and it's a video of Eric Holder. And remember, I've talked about this half a dozen times. And some of you guys thought I was, like, you know, on crack myself here. And I said, no, this is exactly what these guys think. This is exactly how they operate. And until we start, now I'm not suggesting we break the law, okay? That's not what I'm suggesting at all. But until we decide to do what they do, until we decide that that we're going to bump up against the law, I'll put it that way, they're going to keep winning. Because people don't, they're victims of the last conversation, they're victims of the last thing that they heard, you know, on Twitter or saw on Twitter or heard on TV. Take a listen.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Brainwash people into thinking about guns in a different way. Isn't that a great way to put it? I mean, why not say, look, I'm against guns. I want to give people all the information I can give them and let them see how bad they are and let them decide on their own. But they won't do that. See, they know what's better for you. Think about something. They are deciding whether you're going to eat red meat or not. They're deciding whether you get to drive in a gas-powered engine car. Come on, think all this through. They're deciding whether you use plastic or paper. They're going to decide how many kids you're allowed to have or not have. I mean, we can keep going through this if you want to, but you see where I'm going with this. They're going to decide where you live, how much money you get to make. Right? Oh, how much money you get to keep, for that matter. And you're allowing it to happen. Some of my conservative friends, are you out walking precincts? Are you helping people put things together for the next race coming up? Are you helping find the best person for the job? You know, I got a call today from someone that wants to run for office. Now, they've never been involved in anything. You know, anything in the party or even community-wise. They're well-known in a 20th of the area that they want to run in. They know that they have better answers than what's going on in Sacramento now. They probably do. And in a few minutes of conversation I had with this person, yes, they were a very, very astute, smart person. And in going through everything, I finally said, look, you have no money, you have no commitment of money. You have no local endorsements, you don't even know any of the players. You don't know where your area is. I went down the whole list and I said, and now you're going to jump in because you believe you can do a better job, and I'm sure you could. In my head I'm thinking, well, with the people we have, a dead person could do a better job at this point. But I discouraged that person. I said, look, you won't have the money, you won't have the backing, and if I was you, I wouldn't do it. You're just going to waste time, money, and resources. And that person said, well, you know, I know you feel that way, but I believe I have something to offer. I said, I think you have something to offer, too. You just don't have, you do not have the resources required to make it happen. That's like getting in your car to go on a cross-country trip, and you don't have enough money to buy the gas to finish the ride. Why would you do it? That's what I want to know. So anyway, after they explained to me, not that I was wrong, but maybe I didn't know what I was talking about, which is why they called me. I don't know, whatever. I just said, well, look, you know what? Good luck to you. Really, seriously. I mean, why wouldn't you work for somebody first? Why wouldn't you help somebody else win first? Work for another candidate, another program, another seat, whatever, and see what it takes to make it happen. Instead of just, you know, you're gonna hop in the pilot seat of a small plane and just take it off and think you're going to figure it out as you go. The same thing here, only it's with money. It's not your life, it's money. All right, let's listen to the holder at the end of holder. I mean, listen, when he talks about brainwashing, that has got to send a chill up your spine.
Brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that would just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information on.
Now, I'm okay with the gun crime hotline, that kind of stuff. Okay. This is the same guy, though. What do you think about them? This is the same guy that gave guns to the Mexican drug cartels. And they murdered American citizens with that those guns and that money. Right? I mean, think about it. But he wanted to make guns as distasteful, and I've talked about this before, because this isn't the only speech he gave. He wants to make guns as distasteful as smoking cigarettes is. That's what he wanted to do. And I don't blame him. Right? I mean, if I'm on his side, I don't blame him. Because cigarettes were easy to make look bad. He's gonna do the same thing, or he was going to try to do the same thing with guns. So what we have to do in these cases is to show people how it's not true. And it's wrong. And that the reality is that guns do save lives. They are a good tool when used properly. All right, let's see. Polls show the U.S. have had enough of political correctness in this country. That's right. The polls expose the PC movement as an effort to stifle free speech. Right? There's no more criminals living in San Francisco. There are no more criminals living in San Francisco. I had to read that twice. I'm like, what? Wait, what? In a decision that would consider an extreme example of political correctness, the city's board of supervisors, they proclaim that convicted felons are now be known as justice-involved persons. In reports to the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, when a justice-involved person is released from jail, he or she is known as a formerly incarcerated person or a returning resident. God. Right? Matt Hanley is a San Francisco supervisor. He told a reporter that we don't want people to be labeled as the worst thing they've ever done. We want them to become contributing citizens. Well, then do the right thing when you get out. Okay, I'll give you that. Some people just make some stupid mistakes. Okay, I'll give you that one. But once you get out, that's it. You're done. Get on the right path. Get on the right track. Do the right thing. And then maybe 15 years down the road, you could have your file expunged. Then you don't even have to be a formerly incarcerated person. You can be nothing. AMAC President Dan Weber said, no matter how you sugarcoat it, a felon is a felon, and an ex-con is an ex-con. And while a criminal may indeed see the errors of his or her ways, no amount of political correctness will undo their crimes. They're right. And the majority of people who took the poll, over 80%, said that they believe that political correctness was out of control and is a real problem in this country. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me. Head to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my stuff. But most of all, have a great rest of the day and God bless.